Many elderly people can't drive themselves, and they rely on friends or family to help them get around. In Vermont and in other states, there are ride programs paid for with federal money and donations. But of course, funding is tight. Most of these door-to-door services are only possible because of volunteer drivers. Nina Keck of Vermont Public Radio met a few of those volunteers and has this report.
Hi, Betty.
Hi.
This is Nina.
Hi.
Hi, Betty.
Rutland resident Betty Rizal is one of those people who likes to stay busy. She was a waitress for years before she retired. Now, she's a volunteer driver with a program in South Central Vermont called One-to-One. It's a nonprofit that provides free rides for residents of Rutland County who are 60 and older, who can't get around on their own.
Tell me about this drive we're going to do today. Who are you transporting?
Well, we're going to take him to the foot doctor. And I don't know how long he'll be there, because a lot of times he'll have them call me if, he's going to be too late or something. And I'll go to McDonald's, get a coffee or something, rather than go home and come back. Then I'll sit in the parking lot and wait for him. And then this afternoon I have somebody else that goes to the beauty shop.
Betty is petite and stylish, with short blondish gray hair and a leopard print fleece vest. She drives a gray Hyundai and leisurely makes her way through early morning traffic.
What do you like about driving?
I enjoy the people. A lot of them are really quite pleasant. Once in a while you run into, little problems like with wheelchairs or walkers that are heavy. I did that last week and I just had to tell Tammy, I can't, I'm not young. I can't be tugging on some of them.
How old are you?
84.
Across Vermont, most of the volunteer drivers who do this kind of work are retirees. Most use their own cars, and they earn a stipend of 58.5 cents per mile, which Betty says does not cover her expenses.
No. No, not with the price of gas today, no.
She pulls up in front of an older home with a sagging porch, and we wait a few minutes.
Yeah, here he comes now. So we'll put you in the back.
Sure.
An older gentleman makes his way slowly down the sidewalk. He leans heavily on his cane.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
English is not this man's first language, so conversation is difficult. But Betty has driven him many times before, so they both try.
Today nice.
Yes, nice today. No snow.
Yeah. No snow. No.
A few minutes later, she pulls into a handicap space in front of the doctor's office, and her passenger slowly gets out.
Thank you.
Betty waits to make sure he gets inside. A state transportation official tells me that before the pandemic, there were around 400 volunteer drivers like Betty across Vermont. But because of COVID, as many as half stopped.
How has it been driving during the pandemic and dealing with masks and worrying about COVID?
Well, it was a little scary, but I carried my hand sanitizer and did what we were told, and it did slow down a lot then because a lot of the doctor's offices were closed, so they weren't going anywhere.
While trips slowed dramatically at the start of the pandemic, things have been picking up.
Did you ever think about not driving because of concerns about COVID?
No, I never did.
Neither did Matt Keith. He began volunteering for One-to-One in August of 2019, and he drives at least 300 miles a week.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I had no idea there was such a need until I started doing it and listened to people say how thankful they were and how desperate they would have been if not for us.
Matt's 67 and retired. He thinks of his time behind the wheel as community service and says many of his clients have become like family.
When you see some of the challenges these people are facing medically, and, quality of life challenges that they overcome, and it's very humbling.
One-to-One has been trying to recruit more drivers, but the pandemic, low reimbursement rates, and tight budgets have made it difficult, so they're not always able to meet demand. Programs like this across Vermont that pair seniors with volunteer drivers are feeling the same pinch.
Hello?
Back in Betty Rizal's Hyundai, a phone call lets her know it's time to return to the foot doctor to pick up her client.
Okay,
she says it's sad seeing just how much some of her clients need, but it feels good to help, which is why Betty will be back tomorrow driving someone else.
And I look forward to it, you know.
Ironically, when I asked her if this job makes her think about what she'll do when she can't drive, she laughed a little uncomfortably and admitted she hasn't given it a thought. And that's the thing. No one wants to. For Here and Now, I'm Nina Keck in Chittenden, Vermont.